Big questions, even bigger guests. This is The Big Interview.
Good day and welcome to the SL Podcast. On this week's episode of The Big Interview, we reunite with our Rizal Bertians, Duduzo Masuka, for the second part of the Soccer Dream Conversation. Carrying on from last week, we asked our recent Duduzo more telling and compelling questions relating to the local game and more specifically Bafana Bafana. Aris provides some very insightful ideas which could see Bafana reclaim their glory days. Stay tuned. Why is Bafana Bafana failing on the international stage? What needs to be done, or changed rather, to get them back to winning ways?
I think, first of all, you know, we're always speaking about the team, the players, the coaches. I think we need to reestablish a connection with the people, with the fans, you know, because there is a mislink now where the team sometimes it's like they play on their own without our support. You know, I understand, you know, we have been speaking for many years, you know, that people, you know, they don't believe much anymore, you know, in our Bafana Bafana. But I think as a good citizen, I think we need to support, you know, like in other sports, you know, when rugby play, people, they come together and they really support to cricket. And I don't think should be based only on results, you know. Now my partners do won't be happy with the example that I'm going to do because I support another team. But for example, Manchester United is a similar situation where many years of difficult performance and results, but the people are still there, still having love for the club. In this case, I think we need to love Bafana Bafana because we represent the nation, they represent the nation, and we're part of the nation, and everywhere in the world where we're going, we're still going to be South Africa. And I think we need to really run a campaign where we reconnect with the people. Because when we reconnect with the people and the team feel like the people are behind them, the result will come. Sometimes it's a mental block more than a technical situation. And I think most of the time we make it purely based on the result, on the technical aspect of the game aspect, you know. I remember when it was 2 years and a half ago when we went to watch Nigeria, you know, and Percy scored that goal. Funny enough, Bafana Bafana had the best performance against the strongest team, like Nigeria. They went in Nigeria and they drew. They came here and they drew. So I think the mental aspect has to be taken in consideration. But as I said, we need to stop to judging. We need to stop to put this boy always down. We need to start, obviously, trying to support the environment and support our team. And that also need to start, obviously, with the federation and the clubs and, you know, us, if we can play a little part, you know, we're going to come and support. We're going to come out, you know, because you don't want to see teenagers not even speaking about our national team and speaking about foreign players or foreign national teams. Why? No, we need to regroup together and try to stay along and go through difficulties. If you're going to take time to rebuild, it's not a problem. You know, we wait for so many years, so I don't see the problem to wait more, but we need to regroup together.
Yeah, just to add on that, Aiden, you know, Aris mentioned something very important. There should be a link and a good relationship between the fans, the local clubs, like the football clubs, the football federation, and it's the fans, the football federation, and the clubs. There has to be a good relationship between the three. So it stems from the bad performances. They stem from the lack of faith from the football federation. The fans are losing faith from the football federation, and also some of the clubs as well, together with the national team. There hasn't been, you know, if I may put it that way, there hasn't been an effective way of working together. As you can see, there's always stories coming out that about selections and all of that.
Yeah.
But also, as fans, as the South African football fans, you could see where, especially with the latest matches, if you give enough support to the national team, because at the end of the day, these players are human beings as well. And you know, football, like I said, it has changed so much. It's more a mental game now, you know, and if you give them the support that they need, like other nations do, and you know, and we're really behind them, they have the capabilities to produce results. So I think in terms of the relationships between the fans, the Football Federation, and the actual team, I think we need to improve on that as a country. We need to all come together and rally behind the national team, the national soccer team, just like they do in other sports, in rugby and cricket as well. So I think we need to have developed that mindset as well as a nation to rally behind the boys, because if we're really behind them, we've seen it. They are capable of producing results.
When the fans get behind Bafana, Bafana tend to be extremely dangerous going forward. Speaking of Bafana, and let's stick with them, is there anything that you guys believe, based on Soccer Dreams philosophy and models, that either Bafana or Safa could take away and learn from?
Thanks for the comparison. I think it's a compliment. I think, as Dudusa said, it's you know, at this level, you know, you're coaching players that many times they know what they have to do on the field. So it's really to manage the human elements, you know, the higher you go as level. And I think, you know, it's a matter of create a group. You know, for example, if you see the England national team or the Italian national team, they're players that have been playing since they were 14, 13, 12, 19. I mean, Bonucci and Chiellini, they've been playing together for almost two decades, you know. And where we should work, if I may say something, is in the unity of the group, in the reconnection of the human elements of the boys, you know, trying to become a family when they're with the national team, and not just people that come in from different clubs because they have a duty. If you can recreate a group where everybody is fighting for each other, everybody has their own support by the next person, it's where the magic happens. You know, as you said, when Bafana has the crowd and the supporters behind, they're always producing good results. So again, and you know, I think this is pretty clear, maybe it's a mental thing than a technical issues that we have. I think we have a good coach with a great experience. We have good players. People outside Africa, they're still looking at us as a role model in terms of our league. So that's created a lot of traction and expectation everywhere we're going, you know, in Africa. So I think if they, as I said, if the boys, they can really gel together, you know, create a kind of a family, you know, where everybody's looking after each other and they support each other, and we come as a supporter or institution together, no one can stop us. You know, I'm not saying we can win the World Cup, but I think we can start creating a legit success for the country.
And on my side, you know, comparing, you know, if I were to ask maybe the ones at the top in Bafana about the or any method, or I were to give like advice on what we do, you know, in football these days, if you're good enough, you're old enough. You know, it's all about giving chances in football these days. Football is no longer it's not about, especially at the national level. You know, as much as football is about the results, but at national level, it's all about building and building, because the major competitions, they come maybe after a year or 12 months or 18 months. So it's all about giving opportunities to younger players, you know, to find a gap whereby, or find a system where it can work, where you put in the experience and also younger players. Because when you build a national team, it's not like a club. You know, you're building for the future most of the time. So if you're good enough, you're old enough. So I think they need to apply more of that when they do the selection in the Bafana setup, because there's quite a lot of young players that have not really been given an opportunity to showcase their talent. And if we can be more braver in that aspect, and then just try and give players, younger players, an opportunity to showcase that and believe in them as fans also, just rally behind them. I think they're dangerous. They're more than capable of producing the results. So we just need to shift away from the old way of doing things and start moving with the times as well. You know, in Europe, you get a 19-year-old Kylian Mbappe, you know, who was doing wonders at Monaco, and he was already in the national team. You know, you have players that are 16 years old making their debuts, 17. You know, there's that Gavi boy, you know, he's Pedri, you know. So there's a lot of examples. So I think we need to be much braver as well. And also, not that we're copying other nations, but also to take something from the other nations, especially in Europe, because the reality is that they're further more than us. So it's always good to learn and adapt and take some information then and try and use it to our advantage. Yeah.
So Duzo, I think you hit the nail on the head with that question. And now my last question is for Aries. Italy have stayed constantly fantastic in their performance throughout decades. You know, there's no secret that they've constantly been doing well. Why do you think they haven't slowed down in any way?
Besides the last year and a half where it's been very, very positive. I mean, we did pretty well, and now obviously, you know, we're struggling a little bit with the qualification, and we're going to the playoff. But again, even us, you know, we're struggling a little bit, you know, with certain position in terms of finding the substitute of tomorrow, because Chiellini and Bonucci after Qatar, obviously they will leave. Strikers as well, you know, we're struggling, we're not producing strikers at the moment, even though we have a couple of young boys like Scamacca that is going to come up strong in the near future. But again, I think also our football has declined a little bit. I think the last 2 years or 3 years also with Cristiano coming in Serie A really lifted up a little bit more. But I think the secret of our national team, regardless who is going to play, is the system. It's the system and the philosophy that many clubs are using in Italy. So when you have boys going for the national team, call up, they already know what they have to do because they're very, very, very comfortable in those particular systems. So again, you know, if you don't create a system that has been applied by all the clubs or the academies, then you're going to have this kind of diversity in terms of players, in terms of the way they want to play, and then obviously result might suffer because obviously the coach has to follow certain guidelines. So the more you channel certain elements, you know, in the system, the more players they will be comfortable to play. And I think Belgium, it's master in that. You know, there is a beautiful documentary that I suggest everybody that is listening right now to have a look, because they really conceptualize the system process and the way they're building the players for tomorrow. And you always need to look ahead. We can't think about the present, you always need to be in the future when we speak about football and especially national teams.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today. Thank you for your answers. Thank you for your honesty. It's been really insightful and a big, big eye-opener. Hope everybody out there who's listening to this right now has enjoyed it. Guys, have a fantastic day further and good luck with everything in the future.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Aiden.
Big questions, even bigger guests. This is The Big Interview.